DW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Newscast. Today is Wednesday, July 27th. I am Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. This is Scott Otis.
Hello.
From Otisburg?
Otis?
Just a little place. Anyway, we are here live from Walt Disney World once again to talk about this week's Walt Disney World news. And our show this week is brought to you again by our good friends over at touringplans.com. They are the official research team behind the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. And look, whether you are a first timer, whether you've been thousands of times like Scott Otis, it's all about maximizing your time in the parks. Who, my friend, wouldn't want to save up to four hours when you go to the Walt Disney World theme parks. And you know how they do it?
How?
Crowd calendars. Touring plans, whether you're going alone, with grandma, with the kids, with your girlfriend, whoever it might be. Whoever it might be, they also have fast pass times, fast pass return times, wait times. You can also download the Lines application. So when you're in the parks, on your Android, on your iPhone, on your BlackBerry, you can find out, hey, what's the wait time for Space Mountain? What's the fast pass return time? Right there online.
Right now.
Be sure and check them out. They are a great service. They've got a great blog. Lots of stuff going on. Again, check them out over at touringplans.com/WDW Radio and tell them Lou Mangiello sent you to get free hugs from Henry Work. And I can vouch for them. They're something. It's worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
Right there. So anyway, Scott, this week's Walt Disney World News is really more about rumors. Not a lot coming out news-wise, but a lot of rumors. And a couple of the topics I want to talk about are really brought because of the emails and the tweets and the Facebooks and the plus ones I've been getting. See how social tech savvy, right? The plus ones we're getting about some of the things that are going on and some of the rumors. Now, look, we've seen over the past few months the level of interactivity in the parks has greatly increased. It started off with things like the interactive queue over at Soarin', then Space Mountain, a little more low tech over at Winnie the Pooh. Same thing even... the Haunted Mansion queue, different uses of different types of technology, but getting the guests more engaged in the experience. Well, the big rumor now is about a more broad type of add-on experience, and it's an interactive game somewhat akin to the Kim Possible game over at World Showcase. And the rumor, and this is just rumor, is that a new game may be coming soon to the Magic Kingdom. And the name that we're hearing is called Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. And what's going to happen is potentially going to sort of leave out of the old fire station, which closed just a couple of weeks ago, and think about that as like a home base for the Kim Possible experience. But instead of getting an older style cell phone, which is the sort of the where the interactivity comes from, instead here you'll get a card, a flat card with a QR, a quick response code on the back, just like the Midship Detective Agency game that we experienced and loved on the Dream. There's a video. If you check our videos over on YouTube, we've got a great video about that whole experience. So what'll happen is you'll go, you'll register, you'll get this card, and as you walk through sort of solving quests and going on this adventure through the Magic Kingdom, you'll hold up the card. It'll be read by certain elements that you'll experience, and the interactive experience will happen that way between you and what's there as opposed to you and the device. Interesting choice, possibly leaving out of the firehouse. If you've read the Kingdom Keeper series by Ridley Pearson, you know the significance of the firehouse, especially in the first book there. We're wondering if sort of the recent closing of the Frontierland Shootin' Arcade might play, and don't give me that look like you know, but you really can't tell. I know you know nothing, and all of us know nothing, but we're wondering, could that be one of those stations along the way? Could it be an experience that takes you not through a specific pavilion like they do in World Showcase, but through the entire park? So bringing you from Adventureland to Frontierland for interactive theme. Now, supposedly they had tested some of this technology out over in Disneyland earlier this year. Wondering if that is maybe sort of a precursor to what might be coming to the Magic Kingdom. So people in the chat room are saying that they are excited about the idea, but the question that I want to pose to you, but you, who's watching either live or on the blog or on the YouTube channel, is do you like this idea? Do you like this side of add-on experience like that? Do you think it's something that it enhances your experience in the Magic Kingdom, your day in the parks overall? Or do you think, Scott, potentially it detracts from your individual experiences, the simple stuff, the simple enjoyment of the attractions, the shows, the queues, the music, the popcorn, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, and of course the attractions as well.
Right. Well, I think, you know, it being supposedly an add-on, yeah, I think it would be fine. You know, they could be done in the parks in such a way that it doesn't detract from all the other guest experience. And, you know, it's just an add-on. You could choose to do it or you choose not to do it. And how could it not be a good thing?
Yeah, we saw on the Dream, people could play it solo. We saw families doing it together. So, I'm thinking, is this something where, as opposed to a kid playing his DS as he's walking around and not talking to his parents, it's something that they're all doing together. It's a quest that you and your group can do together. The Mitchell Detective Agency sort of knew no age limits. Five-year-old and 85-year-olds were doing it together or individually. And I'm wondering if that's going to be the type of experience that this, like Kim Possible. Kim Possible was meant for the tween set, but adults love it just as much.
And on the Disney Dream, there were more than a dozen areas to go to experience that, and each one could be themed to the area that it's at. So, you know.
Yeah, Beth says it's going to be a lot more fun for those who are returning, not taking up as much time for first-timers. And I think that's it. I think it's that optional thing that you can do if you've been there. Or maybe, hey, listen, if the parks are really crowded and you're waiting in line or don't want to wait in line, here's something else you can do without having to worry about doing that. And again, the idea is, we're also wondering too, is this something that's going to be a free experience like Kim Possible? Is it going to be a paid experience? Certainly be much more attractive if it was free like Kim Possible. And I think that's hopefully. But I want to know from you guys. I want to hear from you what you think. Is this something that you'd like to see come into the parks? Should it be in all the parks? You know, you've got an Epcot, maybe coming to the Magic Kingdom. Different themed experiences in each. What about a Star Wars themed experience over at Hollywood Studios?
Love it.
A themed experience to different weekends. A Star Wars themed experience. Because
it can be reprogrammed. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I would love to hear your opinions as to what you think about these types of experiences. Do you like these add-on interactive things? And do you like this technology? Or would you prefer something that, hey, if I have a smartphone, I can just go to a mobile website and interact with it individually on your device? Might be easier. You can start sort of anywhere you want as opposed to having to go here. But I like it. I like the idea. I hope it comes through. I'd love to see a little Ridley Pearson Kingdom Keepers in there as well. He didn't get his movie, although we're working on it. But this might be a neat sort of... You got people? Yeah. You look like a Finn. That's anyway. Something else I've gotten a lot of, especially social media-wise, traction on... It's people talking to me about something we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, which is the refillable mug system.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this a few weeks ago, that Disney is now testing. It's not implemented everywhere. They're testing a new system, whereas when you buy your refillable mug, which is about $13.99 for a 16-ounce mug, you get a plastic mug that allows you, for the duration of your stay and at your resort, to get unlimited drinks, whatever you want. Fountain beverages, coffee, tea, iced tea, soda. Fanta, if you're a Fanta kind of guy. Sarsaparilla, root beer. They're calling it root beer now. You like that little Carousel of Progress reference? You are supposed to be able to take that mug in your resort. So if you were staying at Pop Century, you go to the food court, you can get as many beverages as you like, as often as you like. Now, the testing that's going on is they're implementing RFID, radio frequency identifier chips, in your individual mug. So when you buy it, that chip is programmed that you can only get beverages for the length of your stay and at that resort. So if you came here to the Contempo Cafe, the mug would not work.
Unless, of course, you're staying here.
If you're staying here. And this is where you bought your mug from. So over at All Star, they are testing out a new beverage dispenser and these RFID chips, which do a couple of things, Scott. Number one, you can only get the beverages the way you're supposed to during the length of your stay at All Star. Something else they're doing, and again, it's just a test to see if it works, is there's a five-minute rule, meaning you can only fill up your mug once every 5 minutes. And the reason for that is not to be stingy with soda. The reason for that is to prevent people from going, filling up their cup, and doing the thermos trick.
You fill up my mug, too?
Yeah, sure, man. Shh. Fill up your mug. You buy one mug for the family. So they're doing nothing more. Playing devil's advocate here, they're doing nothing more than ensuring that the honor system is kept in effect. There is another rumor in that they may start testing this out in the theme parks as well, possibly over at Hollywood Studios, to see how it works there. Because again, you can purchase refillable mugs here in the parks, wherever it might be. The question that I have, and I don't know if this has been addressed as yet, is if they transfer all of these over to these RFID readers, what do they do with these? What do they do with the paper cups? What is going to prevent... Well, first of all, how is the system going to know to let it serve my paper cup? And what's going to prevent me, not that I would, because I'm an honest guy, but what would prevent me from going and filling up my drink over and over again if I don't do the refillable mug system? So it's going to be interesting how they're going to address that, because obviously you can't put chips in 8 trillion paper cups. I know that a lot of people don't like this idea. They're complaining that they're being nickel and dimed. But again, it's not taking anything away, Scott, as opposed to sort of enforcing a system that's always been in place from the very beginning.
Exactly. It's like Robopop.
Robopop? You've been waiting for that all night, haven't you? You've had that sitting in the back for weeks on end.
Enforcing the soda pop policy.
So, and I don't know. I don't know what they would do as far as this is concerned, because again, you can't put chips in everything.
It's possible that they would have those fountains in the back where you would have your point of sale purchase normally.
So now you would no longer fill up your own. What if you like to do a half and half? A half sweet tea, half unsweet tea?
Yeah, a lot of people like to do that. I don't.
And again, the important thing to stress here is this is a test. This is only a test. Nothing to see here. It is not implemented park-wide right now. I think it's only at All-Star Sports.
I can't remember.
Sports. One of the All-Stars. Sports, movies, whichever one. Again, I think people sometimes don't like the five-minute rule, too, because what if you're really thirsty? What if you've just been running the parks all day and you're a chugger? You've been doing Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom and you just need to chug down your Fanta or your Sprite or whatever it is.
It'll be interesting.
Herbert says, yeah, the five-minute rule is bad. Little kids spill. Why Heather says, look, I hope that the system works. And Megara76 says, look, I'm glad about it because she didn't like seeing other people using mugs from other... Look, the system has been abused. And I've had emails from people saying, hey, I bought my mug in 2001. They told me it was unlimited refills. I brought it back. It was unlimited for the length of her stay.
The soda doesn't cost much, but still, there is a principal factor.
Right, and look, some people are disagreeing. Crisby says, look, stealing is stealing. Other people are saying, yeah, it is nickel and diming. And again, understanding, nothing is getting taken away. It's enforcement of the rule. I think that five-minute rule can be tweaked.
Sure.
I'm very curious to see how they're going to address the paper cup thing. But I want to know what your thoughts are on this. And the question for you is, did the honor system fail? Was this out of necessity? Did they see that people were taking these mugs and using them over and over and over again?
Or did we fail as a society?
That's deep. We're getting really deep and philosophical here. Why? Never mind. Anyway, some people say, look, I can't imagine Disney's really losing money on soda. But they may be. You know, it's... And look, it's a business. This is a business, and it's got to be looked at as such. And if you're losing money, sometimes you need to stop that bleeding, however small it might be. Again, I'm trying to stress that it's not a matter of taking things away as opposed to just making sure the system works. Look, maybe the refillable mug system needs to be changed to something different. I would love to hear the thoughts of the people who are in the box who are watching, especially those who do buy the refillable mugs. Do you buy them? Be honest. I promise I won't report you. Do you buy them on every trip? Do you say, okay, my trip is over, I leave that mug at home as a souvenir, and now when I come back, I buy a new refillable mug? Or do you find that you don't use a refillable mug system at all? Do you sort of make your own refillable plastic cup system?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go back with the plastic cup and don't look at me like I do it?
I'm not.
I'm pure as a driven snow, man. So, some people say they never buy one. Figment says, look, I buy a new mug every year. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the point. So, I would definitely like to hear more weighing in on this. I would like to keep the discussion going in the comment section on the blog over at WW Radio. And I want to keep those conversations going. I want you to put your comments there about the refillable mug system, because I'm curious. I'm curious who has been using it, who feels like the change is they're being cheated, or do they say, hey, you know, I don't do it, but I understand maybe why the system is taking place, or if you have a suggestion as to how to fix it, how to change it to something that would really work. So that's going to do it for this week's show. Again, coming to you live from Disney's Contemporary Resort. Don't forget, if you're watching live tonight, you've got just a couple of more hours, 3 hours and 54 minutes left to submit your idea for the official Box People logo contest. If you are watching right now, you are in the box, which is that computer. We're looking for an official logo. And if you design it and if yours is chosen as the winner, you win not a one, a two, a three-night stay at a moderate resort right here in Walt Disney World.
Three nights.
Thanks to our friends over at mousefantravel.com.
Love those people.
Be sure and join us every Wednesday night. Not necessarily here. We could be out there. We could be at Casa de Otisney, somewhere in the parks or the home studio for the live WW newscast. And we've got other special events coming up. Don't forget to join us all 3 days. If you can't make it out to the D23 Expo, we're going to bring you all the action live from the show floor from August 19th through the 21st. You can visit www.radio.com/D23Expo or go to D23ExpoLive.com. Spread the words on this. This is going to be a lot of fun for those of you who are watching who can't get out. And, of course, we've got surprises for people who are going to be there. And, oh, Disney, surprises for the box people as well, I promise you. So, anyway, Box People Nation, I want to thank you guys again. Be sure and follow me over on Twitter. I am at Lou Mangiello. Facebook.com/WDW Radio. Come by the site. Check out the blogs, the discussion forums, the videos, the photo galleries, the store. We've got iPhone apps, trivia apps, books, audio tours on CDs and downloads. Frontierland, now out. It's like being in Frontierland.
Right.
Without the turkey legs. But just as good, I promise. Anyway, thank you guys. Love seeing you in the box each and every week. Scott Otis from Otisburg, thank you for joining me on a very late, impromptu newscast tonight.
Absolutely.
So until next week, Box People Nation, good night. And have a pleasant tomorrow. Oh, thanks again, touringplans.com.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.